Hi, friends, and greetings again today. My, it's a pleasure on our part to come from our place to your place. As we always say, we're glad to do this. You know, I'm glad that God forgave me of my sins, and there is a God. There is a God in heaven. He created the heavens and the earth and everything therein. And I'm glad that I know this great God, and you can know him too. And I'd like to ask you before we get into our thought today, if you would sit down and write us a letter. We'd be glad to hear from our listeners. We get not much mail, and I know that some of you, to sacrifice a postage stamp, that may be a real sacrifice on your part. But we'd like to compensate you by sending you a cassette tape with music, Christian music, that we believe that you will enjoy. So would you sit down after this broadcast and write us a letter? We'd be glad to hear from you. Now, we want to talk today about one of the greatest subjects in the entire Bible, and that is how a great man came to Jesus. In fact, he didn't only come to him, but he came to know him. Now, we may never meet here in this life face to face, but you can meet my Lord and Savior, because he is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And in the third chapter of the Gospel of John in the New Testament, these words are spoken. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, and the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So Nicodemus was a man, a part of the Sanhedrin, which was the elite government of his day. So this man was very smart. With all probability, he was a wealthy man. But still, there was an emptiness and there was a vacancy in his life. And of course, he was a Pharisee. And the Pharisees were a religious people, but they were a self-righteous people. We got a lot of people in the world today. They are religious, but yet they are lost. And that's the problem with this man. He was religious, but he was very lost. And he recognized Jesus being a powerful man. And he said, we know that God has got to be with you, or you couldn't do the miracles that you're doing. And so Jesus answered and said unto him, it didn't make Jesus conceited in the least, but Jesus got to the point. He said, verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And of course, we talk about the new birth a lot on our broadcast, and we'd be glad to send you a tape, a cassette tape telling you about the new birth in more detail if you'd like. But this man came to Jesus, and the Lord said, you must be born again. And of course, Nicodemus, it stirred up his curiosity even more, because he said, when he's old, how can he be born again, the second time from his mother's womb? And Jesus said, in verse 5, he said, that this born of flesh is flesh, and that this born of spirit is spirit. And so we have a fleshly birth. Whatever country that you may live in or county, with all probability, when you were born, they registered your name, your weight probably, and it was placed in the county or county seat wherever you may have been born. And therefore, there's a record about your birth, and it's recorded in most every country today. They require a birth certificate to who you are and when you were born and everything. So there's a record. And so Nicodemus thought, an old man cannot go back to his mother's womb and be born the second time. But Jesus is saying, in essence, Nicodemus, you just don't understand. That this born of flesh is flesh, but then that this born of spirit is spirit. And he said, now you don't marvel at this. Don't marvel at this great transformation. And Jesus told Nicodemus, we speak that we do know. So Jesus knew all about this because he had forgiven many, many people. Now, here's how Jesus began to tell Nicodemus about this new birth when he'd said, how can these things be? He just could not understand it. And people today cannot understand. You know, I believe there may be a hereafter. I believe there may be a God. I believe there may be a heaven, but I'm not sure. But friend, you can be sure. I'll guarantee you. Now, here's how Jesus compared the new birth with something natural that you and I all can relate to. He said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell from whence it cometh or whether it goeth, and so is everyone." Everyone. That means everybody, friend. Everybody that goes to heaven, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So let's compare the new birth with the wind. Well, he said, it blows where it listeth. You can't see the wind, but you can feel the effects of the wind. The wind is very powerful. In some places in the world, they have typhoons or tornadoes and great cyclones, disturbing weather. You know, it's all brought about by the wind. And we know that the wind, you can feel it. You can't see it, but you can see the effects of the wind. When you walk outside, if it's windy and hot, you can feel that. Or if it's real cold and frigid, you can feel that. And he said, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. We have doctrines even in the area of Christianity that are preaching that you don't feel that you're saved. They try to associate it with our five senses. I do admit that we have five senses, the taste and the feel and so forth, and our eyes, but we're talking about a supernatural feeling. We're not talking about the regular senses that we have. We're talking about a supernatural God doing a supernatural work. And how can a dead man come to life and not know about it, friend? I preach and I believe and I know of a no-soul salvation. So Jesus said to Nicodemus, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell from whence it cometh or whether it goeth, and so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So friend, if you don't have this no-soul, this feeling salvation, with all probability, you don't have it. You may be in the way, as many are. The Bible said there are ways that seem right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So friend, preaching a doctrine that there's no feeling to salvation is deception, because certainly why would Jesus compare the new birth with the wind? Because we know the wind is very powerful, and we can feel the wind though we cannot see it. And Nicodemus said, how can these things be? And he said, you know, are you a master of Israel and you don't know these things? And he said, we speak the things that we know and testify of the things that we have seen. And that's what Jesus was talking about. He said, if I told you earthly things and you believe not, said, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Now, God today was comparing the earthly things with the spiritual things, and Nicodemus certainly was inquisitive. Now, here's what God taken Nicodemus to the picture of Moses when the children of Israel were bit by the serpent. You know, they put a serpent on a pole, and you know, those that looked upon that, they lived. And so today, you can live too if you just put your faith and your trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said to his people, to listeners, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because I'm meek and lowly, and my burden is light. So the Israelites, these people, they were bitten with serpents in the Old Testament. And those that would look up to this serpent on a pole, they lived. But those that were so stubborn that they would not look up, they died. So, friend, if you, and he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So Jesus was lifted up on a cross. He died on a cross. They crucified the precious Son of God. In fact, God required a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice, and Jesus gave his blood that you and I could be saved. And I'm glad that I'm saved today, that I'm born again. Do you know for a fact that you're saved? Do you know this Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And remember that God told Nicodemus, he said, those that looked, they lived. And so if you'll just look to Jesus today, you too can live just like I'm living. Now, I know that I'm going to die physically because the Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So I've already died one time. I died to sin, and now I'm going to die physically. But friend, if you don't die spiritually, die out to self and put your faith and trust in God, then you're going to die twice. You're going to die a physical death, and then when you stand before God on the judgment day, the Bible said every knee's going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So I'm glad that I did my bowing, and I still bow. I still humble myself. I get on my knees, and I pray and call upon God, ask him to help me. You know, there are struggles in this life. I don't care what we have. We all have problems. We have difficulties, and sometimes God even leads us into difficulties so that he can show his great power and manifest his power to help us and lead us out into victory. Therefore, we can give him the glory. So I'm glad today for this wonderful and glorious God. I would like to hear from you. Maybe some of you, your curiosity is stirred up. Maybe you're thinking about dying, and you are going to die, friend. It's appointed unto man once to die. And so since you're going to die, what have you got to lose? To call upon the Lord, and if you have a burdened and troubled heart, you can call upon him just now as I pray for you and with you. Would you pray? Father God, thank you for this day, the blessings of life, and the joy, God, that we have of serving you. I pray, Lord, that you'd take this message and help somebody, Lord, today to find out for themselves that you are very real, and you'll come and speak to their heart and save them just now. In Jesus' name we pray, and for Christ's sake we do ask it all. Amen. May God bless you is our prayer, and please let us hear from you. Would you please? And now God bless you till the next time.